Likutei Halachos. We dedicate the learning today Le'iloi Nishmas Leah Bas Bahia and Leah Bas Meir, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow on Shabbos, on the 7th of Teves. And we dedicate the learning also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, B'soch Shar Choli Yisrael. We're continuing in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Giluach, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Yud Beis. We're up to the subparagraph. We were talking a lot about the topic of Emes and Emuna, which is the foundation of the Torah. The Torah is called Torah Emes, and the Torah says Kol Mitzvoisecha Emuna. And we mentioned, based on chapter 7 in Likutei Moran, that the Torah is called Emes. That the Torah is Ish, and Emuna. Emes, the Torah, and Emes are referred to as Ish, and Emuna is referred to as Isha. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman says, She'osur lahachlifes halavushim. It's forbidden for us to switch clothing, that a woman should wear men's clothing and vice versa. She'mishom ikar yenikas haklipois vasitrachra. Because we know that when there are these switches, when things are swapped and switched, that creates a situation where the klipos, the sitrach, or the forces of tumah are able to draw, because the Sifrei Kabbalah explain they draw from something called hechle hatmurois, which is a place in heaven where things get switched. Shemachlifin hoemes. Al yidei levushin v'chisuyin shel emunas kuzvius. We know that the sitra achra, the forces of tumah, they try to swap the truth with coverings of false faiths. V'chein machlifin ho emun amitius. In addition, they try to exchange true faith al yidei levushin v'chisuyin shel hachochmoy shelahem, by using their garments, the coverings of their intellect, their philosophy, and those things. Shemachlifin ho emes b'sheker. They switch the truth for falseness, for lies. Hainu, meaning, shelefa'omim mizgabrim al yidei emunas kuzvius. There are times when the sitra achra battles the kedusha with all kinds of false beliefs. Veroitzin lahalim ho emes al yidei zeh. And they're trying to cover up and to hide the real truth, the real true emuna, by these false faiths. Va'omrim, and they preach, lahamin be'emunois kuzvius, that people should believe in all kinds of false faiths. We know that, unfortunately, boys and girls that join the army, when they get out of the army, they feel they have to travel. And the traveling, supposedly, one of the aspects of the traveling is looking for spirituality. Where do they go to search? They don't go to search in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, which is called Kiryat Ne'emona, the city of faith. They don't go to search in Eretz Yisrael. They go to India, Tibet. They go to search by gurus and things like that. They're searching in other religions, other faiths, because they have no idea about their own faith. That's been hidden from them. That's been kept away from them. Afal pi sheroyin be'enei ho'emes, Shehu sheker v'chozov. Even though a person looking honestly sees that those other faiths are baloney, it's lies, it's falseness. Hey moimrim, they say halay emunahi. It's emuna. Halay emunahi rak b'ma she'ein ha'secho nevin. Isn't the definition of emuna faith in that which you don't understand? So if it doesn't make sense, then it's emuna. Then who's to say that it's a wrong type of emuna? V'chein lehepech, and so too in the opposite manner, he mizgabrim keneged ho emuna gdoisha alidei ho emes shelohem shehu sheker. They try to fight and to go against our holy faith in Hashem and in the Torah and in tzaddikim through their truths, using scientific proofs, nonsense, and philosophical methodologies. Voimrim, and they say, Haloi Hasechel Hoemes Einoi Mechaeves Hadovraze. They say that science does not agree that the world is only 5,783 years old. We have scientific proof that the world is billions of years old, etc., etc. Just using that as an example. Kihem chachomim lahora ulehetiv lo yado. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, they are chachomim of evil. They don't know good. They don't understand good. Umahapchim divrei Elokim chayim. And they turn over the true words of Hashem. Kamay shekosev, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu HaNavi, hoy chachomim be'einehem. Woe is to those people who think they're smart. Ha'imrim l'ra toiv v'la toiv ra. And they label what's really bad, they label that good. And what's really good, they label it bad. Avol boruch Hashem yisborach, asher nosan lanu toiras emes. However, we bless Hashem who has given us the true Torah. V'hivdilonu min atoyim ho'ela. And He set us apart completely from these people who have drifted away from the truth. V'hu barachamov sholeach lanu b'chol dor tzadikim amitiyim. And Hashem, with His great kindness, sends us true tzaddikim in every generation. Shehem machnisim bonu ho emes vehemuna. And these tzaddikim infuse us with the real truths and with the right kind of faith. Kialidei divreim hakdoshim shehem bechinas levushim hei machnisim bonu chochmas ho emes la'amitoi. Because through the teachings of these true tzaddikim, their teachings are really garments which contain them, the true wisdom of Hashem, the wisdom of the Torah. Leida losur me emunos kuzvius, to help us realize that we should turn away completely from all kinds of false beliefs. Me emunos shel shtus vehevel, from all kinds of nonsense and baloney, faiths that are full of nonsense. Asher shikrehe niglelein koil, whereby the falseness of those things is obvious to anyone who really looks honestly. Ki afal pi she'emuna hi bedover she'ein hasechel meivin, because although we've explained several times that the term emuna, faith, means in that which a person does not understand and cannot understand, afal pi kein, despite that, al yidei levushei ho'emes shel hatzadikim ha'amitiyim, through the revelations of Torah, which we said are these garments, these true garments of the true tzaddikim, al yidei ze royin umevinin ho'emes la'amitoi. That gives us the ability to see and realize the real truth. She'emunois shelohem hu sheker v'chozov evel forik. That these other faiths are lies and falseness and nonsense. V'chein hatzadikim b'chochmosam haniflo heimoisim levushim loha emuna gdoisha. And these great tzaddikim, with their incredible wisdom, they prepare garments for a holy faith. Lahachnes banu ho emuna hakdoisha. The term levushim here means like packaging. They package in their words of Torah, inside there is emuna hakdoisha. To be able to infuse us with emuna, lahamin boho emes, so that we should believe in the truth. Afal pi she'ein mevinin oisei basechel, even though we don't always understand it completely, rationally, with our intellect. Ki meirin bonu al yidei divreim hakdoshim, she'ein bechinas levushim, lehistakel al ho emes la'amitoi, because these tzaddikim guide us to look at the real truth. Which is what strengthens our faith by each and every one of us. Because the truth is one. The truth is Hashem Echad. And one Torah. And it's impossible to deny and to push aside completely the truth. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Sfas emes tikoin, the truth will be established permanently. Ki hatzadikim meirin banu ho emes, al yidei atzosam hakdoshe, because the tzadikim shine into us truth through their holy advice. Shaydei ze zoichen lemun hakdoshe, which helps us achieve true faith in Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kadischaber bo emes is avida semuna. That when we take tzedek, which is a nickname for the malchus, and we attach it to emes, it becomes emuna. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh shepirish Rashi al pasuk lo yilbash gever. And this is why, if you look in Rashi, in the Chumash, when Rashi explains this mitzvah, that a man is not allowed to wear women's clothing, and vice versa, shedovor zeh goyrim leniyuf. Rashi HaKadosh says, this kind of stuff causes adultery and causes a whole mishmash between men and women. Ki ikar haniyuf nimshach mikfirois. Hanimshochem me'atzas hanochosh, shehem atzas horishoim hamahapchem o'emes. Because all these sins between men and women are brought about as a result of denial of Hashem, lack of faith in Hashem, which is caused by receiving advice from the wrong places, receiving advice from Rishoim, who turn around the truth, they twist the truth. And they want to hide and cover up holy faith, al yidei levushei ish. We said that faith is associated with women. They want to try to cover that up with men's clothing, meaning shehim bechinas seichel. The man represents seichel, we said. The woman represents emuna. So they're trying to use intellectual explanations, science and philosophy, to try to cover up and cause to weaken our faith. She'oimrim she'ein haseichel machayev kach. They say that they have proof, rational proof, logical proof, to disagree with our religious beliefs. V'chein lehepech, and so too in the opposite direction, roitzim lahafoich ulahastir haseichel hoemes al yidei emunas kuzvius. They try to challenge and to disagree with our true seichel of the Torah, the truth of the Torah, through all kinds of false beliefs and false faiths, shehein bechinas levusheisha, which are women's clothing, as we explained earlier, that emuna is associated with a woman, and again their false faiths represent this woman of evil, v'ze bechinas niyuf mamish, and this is literally niyuf, adultery, ki ikar, meaning pegama bris, ki ikar haniyuf nimshach mizeh. Because the foundation, the basis for sins between men and women is lack of faith and lack of proper faith in Hashem, and a mix-up of this emes emuna, a perversion of emes, exchanging emes for sheker, and exchanging holy emuna for emunois kuzvius, false beliefs. Ki ho eitzois hein bechinas tipei asechel kanal. Because as Rav Nosson Zal quoted earlier from Likutei Moran, advice originates in the brain. Ukemoi shebe'inyan hazivug. And just like when it comes to the kesher, the connection between men and women, the mating between men and women, mi shezivugoi beheter ubigdush al pi haTorah, a couple that conduct themselves with holiness, following all the laws of the Torah, hu mitzvah gedoyla. It's a major mitzvah, v'zoyche lohoylid neshamos boilam. And they're privileged to be able to bring holy souls into the world. Sheheim megalen elikusiyas borach. These souls, these children that they give birth, they study Torah, they pray, they reveal Hashem in the world. Shezeh ikar hamitzvah lahamid toilodos. This is really what the mitzvah is all about bringing children into the world. Kedei legalos amitosoi boilam. To broadcast the truth of Hashem to the world. Bebechinas, as we say in Ashrei every day, doer ledoer yeshabach masecha. One generation passes on to the next generation the praises of Hashem's actions, meaning recognition of Hashem. The kimavur b'makamacher, as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in other places, ki zivug digdusha hu bechinas hischabrus emes ve'emuna. Because when there's a holy union between man and woman, that represents this union between emes and emuna. And as we explained in the previous shiurim, that's what really leads to a proper, true recognition of Hashem. It requires a combination of emes and emuna. Aval lehepech, but when you have the opposite of this, al yidei niyuf chas v'shalom, when there's a sinful relationship between men and women, bo likfirus, that leads to denial of Hashem. Ki kol taivas niyuf nimshach mikfirus kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows on Likutei Imran that this whole problem of sins between men and women comes from a lack of faith in Hashem, a lack of a proper union between emes and emuna. Ki poigein bezera emes v'nimshach zera sheker. When there's a sinful type of relationship between men and women, that does not generate true seed, it generates false seed. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, Yildei Fesha Zera Sheker. Children of sin, the seed of falseness, V'nechlaf Ho'emes Basheker. And the truth gets switched for lies, V'ho'emuna, and proper holy faith, which is Bechinas Isho Yiras Hashem, which is referred to as the woman of respect for Hashem, Nechlefes Be'isho Zoyna, is switched for the woman of sin, Shehi Bechinas Emunas Kuzvius, which represents false beliefs. We mentioned when you learn Mishle, you see throughout Mishle, it speaks about faith and loyalty to Hashem as the woman of valor, the woman of holiness. And when it speaks about false faiths, it's called Isha Zoyna, Isha Mena Efes. Vezeh Bechinas Chiluf Hamalbushim Anal, Me Ish LeIsho, Me Isho LeIsh. And this is the concept behind what the Torah speaks about when it speaks about a woman putting on men's clothing and a man putting on women's clothing, chas v'shalom. Shehem b'chinas niyuf kanal. And Rashi HaKodesh says that this leads to sin between men and women. Ki machlifin u'ma'alimin ho'emes al yidei emunas kuzvius shalahem. Because again, these forces of evil, they battle the truths of the Torah with their false beliefs, v'chein ma'alimin ho'emuna, and they try to cover up our holy faith, alidei ho'emes shalahem, with their supposed proofs, their emes, supposedly, shehu be'emes sheker v'chosov, which is really lies and falseness, aval Hashem yisporach hivdilono mehem. However, Hashem has set us apart from them, v'heir bono nekudas ho'emes, Alidei hatzadikim amitiim, and Hashem shines into us that aspect of truth through the holy tzadikim. Shemalbishim esoemes vemuna bebechinas chaluka derabanan, whereby these rabbis, the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh refers to these rabbis as wearing the garment, a rabbinical garment, chaluka derabanan. In those garments, they package emes and emuna. They're constantly delivering words of Torah that infuse us with, that strengthen our emes and emuna. Shehem chidusheim hanoiroim. Rav Nosson Zal here says he's referring specifically to the awesome revelations of Torah, of the great tzaddikim, when they reveal new concepts, new revelations in Torah. Shaidei zeh heimachnisim bonu emes ve'emuna, by which they infuse us with emes and emuna. And this gives us the ability to look for the truth, and thereby turn away completely from false faiths, and to fortify ourselves with holy faith, even though there are many things about Hashem and Tzaddikim and the Torah that we don't understand logically. A question in the chat, we said that tzedek is malchus, and when it connects to emes, it becomes emuna. But emuna is also malchus. Correct. The answer is that the term tzedek is used to represent the malchus usually when it's in a weakened sense, when it's incomplete, it's not whole. When it's bishlemus, it's called tzedakah, or it's called emuna. Emuna represents the malchus in its complete form in its with its shlemus.
Yeah, right. Vayamal Hashem v'achshavei lo tzedakah.
Beautiful. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says about Avram Avinu, v'he'emin b'Hashem v'achshavei lo tzedakah. Avram Avinu displayed pure faith in Hashem, and Hashem considered that tzedakah. Exactly. Beautiful. Paragraph Yudalid, Hilchos Korcha Usrito. Rav Nosson Zal has attached these halachas several times. The laws regarding an improper type of haircut, using a razor, chas v'shalom, on the payas, on the beard, and also spoke about men and women changing, swapping clothing, and also the laws of korcha and srita, about a person cutting their flesh to display their anguish over a person that passed away, or tearing out hair, creating a baldness in the head as an expression of anguish, you know, over the passing away of a loved one. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zeh b'chinas isur korcha usrita lames. What we've been learning till now is also related to these laws. Ki ho'or v'hasarois shel ho'odom heim b'b'chinas ha'chashmal. The Arizal, in his forum, explains that the skin that covers our flesh and bones, and also the hairs growing out of the head, they correspond to a certain light that's called chashmal, shemishom soid hamalbushim, which is the origin of garments. The Arizal shows how the word chashmal is bigimatria malbush, and this is a concept and a term that's discussed in great depth in the Sifrei Kabbalah and also mentioned a lot in Sifrei Hasidus. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in a few chapters. He speaks about chashmal and malbushim. Kimavur b'ksavim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'chol tikune ho'oyer v'hasayrois shel ho'odom ha'koil b'shvil lo'hoyer le'bechinas ho'emunah. And all of the laws and the mitzvahs and all the things that we do, all the positive things that we do regarding our skin and our hair is all in order to infuse us with emunah, shehi bechinas ho'isho yiras Hashem, which the Sforim referred to as the woman of valor, the woman of respect for Hashem, as it says in Mishlei, in Eshes Chayil. Shehi bosor mibisoroi. And we know that in Bereshis, the Torah refers to Chava, the woman, as flesh from his flesh. So the woman is referred to as bosor. The oil, the skin, and the hairs are coverings on the bosor. Shenimshach eileo ha'oro derech nikvei ho'or v'asairois. And it's via the pores, the holes in the skin, that the hair and the skin shines light into the flesh. Kimavur baksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, Bishar HaChashmal, in the section where the Arizal elaborates on this concept of Chashmal, Ayin Shom, look over there. Omevoyer Bahatoyra Tzvisa Tzedek Hanal, and Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, chapter 23, the chapter Tzivisa Tzedek, which we've been referring to in the past few pages, She'ikar hachayim heim emes ve'emuna. Really living is when a person has the truth and true faith. A person who's living a false life, a person who believes in nonsense, and a person who doesn't know the truths about life, that person isn't really considered alive in the sense of the Torah. That person is existing. It's only when a person is zeichet to emes and emuna, that's called chayim. Shehein bechinas oyer haponim. They are referred to in the Torah as kaviyochol, the light of Hashem's face. Bechinas be'oyer penei melech chayim. The light that comes from the face of the king, that's chayim, that's light. And that light is emes. The pasuk says, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo. Yaakov Avinu, who is emes, titein emes liyakov, that's this oyer haponim. V'alkein, and therefore, alidei chet Odom HaRishon, when Odom HaRishon sinned, shepogam be'emes ve'emuna, by which he defiled the emes and emuna. He accepted the lies of the snake, and he showed a lack of faith in Hashem by going against Hashem. Alidei sheshomu la'atzas hanochosh, by listening to the advice of the snake, as we explained earlier, that advice is like seed. Advice originates from the brain and goes down to the kidneys, via the kidneys, as the Gemara says, and seed, zera, originates in the brain and goes down to the kidneys. When the advice is coming from tzaddikim, it's called zera emes. And when the advice is coming from the snake, from Rishoim, it's called zera sheker, as we saw previous the pasuk, yildei fesha, zera sheker. Shehesisom lachkor v'lodas mashiev shaleda, whereby the snake convinced them to delve into, to try to understand what they could not understand. Shezeo b'chinas pegam achilas eitz hadas toivora. That's what the sin of eating from the eitz hadas was all about. Shalidei achila zois nichnas b'ho'odom hayetzohora lehisavois v'lachkor v'lodas mashosur v'yev shaleda. By through this type of eating, by eating something that's not kosher, that a person is not allowed to eat, that injects into the person the desire to want to analyze and understand what we're not allowed to analyze and what we cannot understand. As it says clearly there in the Chumash, regarding the convincing argument of the snake, he said, you know why Hashem told you not to eat from this tree? Ki yoideya elokim, because Hashem realizes, ki beyoim acholcha mimenu, that when on the day that you eat from that tree, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to be just like Hashem. Ukamei shekosuv, as in it says later, vatero ha'isha ki toiv ho'eitz, Chava saw that the tree looked good, v'nechmad ho'eitz lahaskil, and the tree is very desirous to understand, lahaskil sechel, this wrong type of sechel, a person trying to analyze and understand things that we're not allowed to analyze, that we cannot understand. V'alkein, alidei hapegam hazeh shepogmu be'emes ve'emuna, alidei zeh nigzar aleihem miso ledoirois. And therefore, as a result of the fact that Adam and Chava were poigim in emes and emuna, this brought about, which is chayim, as we saw earlier, that's called living, life. As a result of that, Hashem issued a decree of death for all generations. Shehu hepech hachayim, which is the opposite of chayim, shenimshach halidei emes ve'emuna, which we draw through emes and emuna. Shehein ikar hachayim, that's real living. Remember, we mentioned that the Gemara says that there was a city called Kushta, a city called Emes. Kushta in Aramaic means Emes. And the angel of death couldn't kill anyone in that city. While they were in that city, they could not be killed by the Malach HaMavis. If he needed to kill somebody, he had to figure out a way to get them to go out of the city. Because Emes is Chaim. Emes is Chaim and Emunah is Chaim. Ki achshav, achar acheit, shenechaz atzas hanocho, shem atzas horishoim bohodom, because now, after the sin of the Eitz Hadas was committed, whereby the advice of the snake, the advice of evil, took hold of man, v'chol ha'hoilodois, and all subsequent births, afilu shel mitzvah, even when a man and woman are married b'kedusha and conducting themselves properly, yesh bohem achizas hayetzahara, there is an attachment of the yetzahara there, shenimshach me'atzas hanochosh, which originates from that advice of the snake. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, we spoke about this earlier, that the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that nowadays, going from the time of the Eitz Hadas, even those people who are leading a religious life and following all the halachas of marriage properly, there is an element of the nochosh that's attached to that mating between men and women. Shal zeh namar, about this, the pasuk says, Dovra Melech says, Hein ba'ovoin cholalti, uvechet yechemas ni'imi. I was created in sin, and with through sin my mother brought me into the world. We see that there's this element of the sitrachra that's attached to this. Al kein srichin kol bnei odom yegiois gedoilois. Therefore, all human beings need major struggle and effort levarer ulezakech atzmon, to try to purify ourselves and refine ourselves mizuamas hanochosh, to strip ourselves of this tumah of the snake. Ve'ikar hazikuch v'abir mizuamas hanochosh ulevarer ulezakech atzmoi me'atzas reshoim. And one of the most important forms of a person purifying themselves from that tumah of the snake is purifying oneself from advice of evil people, hamastirin ho'emes, who cover up and deny the truth. Sheheim ikar zuamas hanochosh, that's the real tumah, the snake. Bechinas hanochosh hishiani, as Chava said, the snake advised me. Hishiani means advised me. He's the one who gave me the advice to eat from the tree. And hishiani also means marriage, nisuin. And this is why David HaMelech begins his awesome book of Tehillim with the words Ashrei ho'ish asher lo holach batzas rishoim. Fortunate is the person who does not follow the advice of evil people. Ki ze iker klal ha-Torah, because this is one of the most important rules in the Torah. That a Jew has to know that there is this problem. There is this element in the world. There's advice coming from the wrong places. Sheheim ikar zuamas hanochosh, which is the real essence of the tumah of the snake, shenimshach al yidei chet Adam HaRishon, which was brought into the world through the sin of Adam HaRishon, shayidei ze ikar hapegam shel ho'emes v'emunach hashon. And that's what causes the greatest damage to emes and emuna, which is what the Torah is really all about. U'migoydel achizas zuamas hanochosh atzas reshoim, and as a result of the fact that this tumah of that original snake took hold in such a powerful way and caused Adam and Chava to sin this way, atzas reshoim, this advice of evil, nigzar misal hodom, this brought the decree of death to mankind. Ki iefshur levarer bishleimus adachar hamisa, because from that point on it is no longer possible for a person to refine themselves completely and to refine this emes and emuna without going through this process of death. She'oz yizbale haguf be'ofor, because then the body will disintegrate in the ground. V'shom yichle hazuama betachlis, and there this tumah of the snake will be eliminated completely. Va'oz yizke bi'alma da'osi achar hatchia letachlis he'oras ho'emes v'hemuna betachlis ha'shleimus. And by going through this process, then the person can be zoiche in olam haba, after the dead are brought back to life, to achieve a real high level, pure revelation of emes and emuna to the highest level possible. Lo da'as emitas elukus yisborach, to really achieve the high level of recognition of Hashem and understanding of the truth of Hashem. Sheze ikar hatainug v'hashashu olam haba sheyisku atzadikim losid lovai. This is the real pleasure and joy of the future world that tzadikim will be zoche to. Ashrei lohem, how fortunate are they. V'ze b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Bereishis, ki ofor ato ve'el ofor toshuv. Hashem said to Adam and Chava, you are dirt, you come from dirt, and you're going to return to the dirt, to dust. Ki he'ofor hu bebechinas emuna, because ofor is also associated with emuna. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, shechon eretz ure'ei emuna, reside in the eretz, in the land, and be nourished with emuna. So emuna comes from eretz, from the ground, from the earth. V'alkein shom yizgale. Yes, I believe this is a printer's mistake. Shom yizbale ha'azuama. There, when the body is put into the ground, that's when this tumah will be eliminated completely. V'yoshuv elhu emuna gdoisha betachles hashleimus. And the soul of the person will return to holy faith on the highest possible level, to perfection.
I also have the Yizgala, but why can it be Yizgala? Because if you separate the Zuama from, it entered the Adam, now it can combine Tevira. So why can't it be in?
I thought of that also. I thought maybe it means, but I'm almost sure I'm going to try to check other editions. He said before Yizbala, we're not talking about revealing the tumah. That's not an issue here, to reveal the tumah. It's talking about to destroy, to eliminate the tumah. I'm almost positive that that's what it is. I'll try to double check it in other printings. Kemoy shehoya koydem achet. Man will return to that highest level of faith like he had before the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Ve'yoyser ve'yoyser, and even greater and greater levels of emuna. Ve'oz yizke la'achar hatchia la'hakir oisi yisporach b'shleimus, and then the person will be zoicha after the soul is brought back to life to achieve a level of recognition of Hashem to perfection, kifi avoidosoi bozeh ha'olam, based on the degree of serving Hashem that the person did while they were living in this world. Ki ikar kibul haschar losed lovoi hulodas mimenu yisborach. Because the real reward in the future world is really going to be higher and higher levels of recognition of Hashem. Shekol echod yizke leida mimenu yisborach kifi avoidosoi v'igiosoi v'torchoi bozeh olam, whereby every single person will be zoche to achieve a level of recognition of Hashem and understanding of Hashem relative to how much we tried, how much effort we put into serving Hashem while we're living in this world. Kemuvon b'toira atiko, as Rabbein Azal explains this in chapter 21 in Likutei Moran, u'b'share mekoymois, and in other places, chapter 64, v'alkein be'emes, Hamisa hi toiva gedoila. And based on this, the truth is that death is also really a major benefit. Kamesha Kosov, as it says in the Medrash, on the Pasuk Vihine Toiv Ma'oid, when it speaks about one of the days of creation, I believe it's the third day of creation, and it says Hashem saw everything he created, Vihine Toiv Ma'oid, and it was very good. The Medrash says, that's when the Malach HaMavis was created. That's when the angel of death was created. Ki daiko al yidei hamiso yizbale hazuamo v'yizke l'chaim amitim. Because it's specifically by going through the process of death and a kosher Jewish burial that the person will be zoche to true life, chaim nitzchim, eternal life, bebechinas tzadikim b'misosam kruim chaim. As the Gemara says, the tzaddikim in death are referred to as living. V'zeh b'chinas isur korcho srit al hames. And based on this introduction, we'll understand why the Torah forbids us to tear out our hair or to cut our skin as an expression of anguish over the death of a person. She'osur likroyach korcho shu b'mokom seor. It's forbidden to create a baldness, which is where the hair grows, v'chein lisroit srita b'oiroi alameis chas v'shalom, and also to cut one's flesh over a dead person, sheloi lifgoim b'ho'oir v'hasarois, so that we shouldn't damage the skin or the hair, she'al yodom hamshochas he'oras ho'emuna kanal, through which the flesh, through which our emuna receives light and strength, as Rav Nosson Zal mentioned in the beginning of this shir, that the Arizal explains that this light of chashmal comes into the flesh via the skin and the hair. And this light of chashmal is obviously what infuses, what brings to light, what strengthens our emunah. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a few places in Likutei Moran, because chashmal is associated with the heart. And the Gemara speaks about a person being honest. The Gemara tells about Rav Safra, that there was a rabbi who was so honest that not only whatever he said did he keep his word, but even if he didn't, even if he thought something in his heart, he considered that like a statement and would abide by it. The Gemara tells a story that somebody once approached this Rav Safra while he was davening, Shmon Esrei or Kriya Shma, and he couldn't speak. And they offered to buy a certain object from him for a certain price. I'll buy this from you for $1,000. Rav Safra didn't respond because he wasn't allowed to speak, but in his heart he heard the offer and he accepted it. The person saw he didn't respond, he said, $1,500. Rav Safra still didn't say anything, $2,000, and went up and up and up. When Rav Safra finished davening and he was able to talk, he said, it's yours for $1,000. Because when you originally offered that price, I accepted it. In my heart, I agreed. And the Gemara says, this is what the pasuk refers to, v'doiver emes bilavavoi, that a person speaks the truth in their heart. How do you speak with your heart? This is how you speak with your heart. That when a person even thinks a certain object, some people, when the thought comes into their mind, they consider that a commitment already. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about this regarding tzedakah, that there are people who go so far that if somebody is making an appeal for charity and a thought comes into their mind, I'm going to give $500. Then they think a little more and they say, maybe 250 or maybe 100. In their mind, this is all going on inside of them. The fact that the person had a thought, an honest thought first, of giving the 500, they'll do it. Because that thought, you know, because it was an actual thought that they know, they acknowledge. That's this high level of the doiver emes bilavavoi. So note, it's emes and it's masa umatin be'emuna. It's a combination of emes and emuna, and chashmal, again, is associated with the heart. V'alkein ho isur al meis daika. And therefore, the Torah says a person is not allowed to do this, tear out their hair, cut their flesh, over a dead body, over someone who died. Shelo tisgaber sitra d'moisa chas v'shon. So that by committing these sins, a person shouldn't be strengthening the forces of death. Shenimshach al yidei atzas hanochosh, which draws its power by advice of evil, of the snake. Al yidei pegam ho emes v'emuna, which goes against emes and emuna, shehim b'chinas chayim, which are referred to as living, life. Ki machmas shemishom nimshach hamisa, because of the fact that it's from there, that death comes from there, from the advice of the nochosh, al kein oz mizgaberes sitra demesoavusa sheshoir alames. Therefore, the aspect of tuma, the sitra achra, which is tuma, which rests on a dead body, chas v'shalom, by us committing these violations of scratching and tearing hair, this strengthens them, chas v'shalom. V'roitze lehizgarois lohosis es odom bi'atzvus v'yogain v'anocha yoyser midai. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because of the fact that death comes from the Malach HaMoves, who is also the Satan, it's the same angel. So therefore, when someone dies, the Satan becomes strong, the Satan, the forces of Tumah that rest on that body, they're powerful. And they try to entice the mourners to get very depressed and very angry and negative, more than a person should. At sheyikra kol rabroishi, until a person will tear out the hair from their head, or yisroit sritchas from, or scratch their body, but oiroi the skin. Shekol zehu bechinas pegam ho emes ve'emuna kanal. All of this is forms of damaging the emes and emuna, as we mentioned before. V'alkein osro oleinu hatoyra zois, and therefore the Torah forbids this. Ki be'emes Onut Srichin Lahamin, this next paragraph, these next words are very, very special. Ki be'emes, because the truth is that Onut Srichin Lahamin, we have to believe, she'af al pi shehamisa nigzera al yidei atzas hanochosh, that even though death came into the world and was decreed by Hashem as a result of this evil advice from the snake, shehu pegam ho emes ve'emuna, which is the opposite of and damages emes and emuna, af al pi kein lo nigzera l'roch has v'shon. Whenever Hashem issues a decree, it's not for evil, it's not bad. Hashem is always looking for rehabilitation. We know when somebody does something wrong, throw him into jail. Why? To punish him. To punish him what? When Hashem punishes, the purpose of the punishment is to rehabilitate the person. That the person, as a result of the punishment, the person will do a sincere tshuva and come out clean and live a clean, happy, healthy life. Kiyam l'toiva, this decree of death was really, really for our benefit. Kal yidei zeh ikar hatikun shel chet adam rishon kanal, because number one, by going through the process of death, this is what really repairs the damage that was caused by the sin of Adam Rishon. V'chol zman asher ha'odam chay al pnei adama. And therefore, so long as a person is living on this earth, osur loy lekalkel oiroi v'saroysav al meis hashon, it is forbidden for us to damage our skin or our hair over a death. Because this person that died, they went to death. The time has come for that person to die, which is a major tikkun for that person. It's a major repair for that person's soul. However, the mourners, those who are still alive, they are going in another direction. They're supposed to continue living. And therefore, we have to guard and protect our skin, our hair, to make sure we deal with it only in a kosher way. Because it's through our skin and hair that we draw emunah, Shehi bechinas chayim, emuna, which is referred to as life. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk begins there. Bonim atem l'Hashem alekechem, you, the Jewish people, are Hashem's children. Loisis goydedu, don't harm yourselves. Veloisosimu karcha, and don't create bald spots, and don't scratch your skin. Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem alekechem, because you are a holy nation to Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, Ki atem kruyim bonim, you, the Jews, are called Hashem's children. Bechinas b'nei kel choy, the children of the living Hashem, Chaim. Hepech bechinas avdus, which is the opposite of slavery and servitude. Shemishom ikar hamisa, avdus is associated with death. Bechinas, we see the Torah says, Oror Kenan Eved Avodin, that Kenan was cursed with slavery, servitude. Shehu Bechinas Ororato Hanemar Banochosh. And we see that same curse, that same Ororato used about the snake, when the snake convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Shemishom Hamisa, which is what's caused death. So death and Avdus go together. And life and Ben go together. Kamuva umuvan b'toyra ve'la mishpotim. As Rabbi Nazal explains this over there in chapter 7 in Likutim Ram, she'oror kenan hu bechinas zuamas hanochosh. Rabbi Nazal shows there that the curse that was placed on Kenan for pigama bris, for desecrating his father, because Chom desecrated Noach, That's tied in, the Oror Kanan is tied into the Ororato of the Nochosh. Aval Yisroel Kruyim Bonim. This concept of Ben and Eved is mentioned in the Zohar HaKodesh. It's mentioned, we say it in our Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We say, Im Kibonim, Rachmeinu Kirachemov Al Bonim, Ve'im Ka'avodim, Einenu L'chot Luyos. there's this concept of Ben and Eved. The Jewish nation is referred to as the Ben. The other nations are referred to as the Eved. The soul is referred to as the Ben. The body is referred to as the Eved. Shabbos is called Ben. The 6 days of the week are called Eved. Shesh es yomim tavoid. The Rabbeinu Zal, the 11th story in Sipurei Maaseiot, which is an incredible, awesome story, and the commentary, that the explanation Rav Nosson Zal gives on the Likutei Halachos on that story is way off the charts. I remember learning it for the first time as a teenager, and I couldn't believe my eyes, the incredible explanation that Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal give about life, that life is all about this competition between Ben and Eved, the other nations and the Jews, the body and the soul, you know, holiness and the opposite. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, Avol Yisroel kruyim bonim, whereas we, the Jewish people, we are called Hashem's children, Shehem hepech sitra demoisa, which is the opposite of the sitrachra of death, Shehi bechinas avdus, which we showed is associated with Eved. V'alkein, afilu kishehiki ezman hamisa shelechad miYisroel, and therefore, even when the time has arrived for a Jew to pass away, heim gam kein bebechinas chayim, that Jew that died is also still included in the category of chayim, ki kol Yisrael nikroim tzadikim, because we know the entire Jewish nation is called tzadikim, as the pasuk says, v'ameich kulam tzadikim. V'tzadikim b'misasam kruim chayim. And the Gemara tells us that tzadikim in death are referred to as living. So therefore, all Jews in death are still referred to as living on a spiritual level. Ki hamisa hi tachlis hachayim. Because death is when a soul experiences the epitome of life. It goes from a lower level life to a much higher level life. From a temporary life in this world to an eternal life in the future world. You know, from a lower level of holiness to a higher level of holiness that's accomplished through the purification of the death process, the process of death, the process of burial, the process of sitting Shiva, the 7 days of mourning, the 30 days, all the mitzvahs that are associated with that death. V'alkein, and therefore the pasuk says, Loisis goydedu. Don't do any harm to yourselves. V'loi sasimu korcha. And don't create any baldness. Sh'loi lifgoim b'ho'oir v'asayros. We are not allowed to damage the skin or the hairs. Sh'al yodom ikar hamshochas ha'emuna. Through which we receive this emuna. Shehi bechinas chayim. Which is synonymous with life. Any questions, please, before we close? Reminder, this week is Parshas Vayigash. The conflict between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers reaches a climax, a peak. And Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers. And they're zoche to tshuva. And they're zoche to join together. And to lay the groundwork that would ensure the survival of Klal Yisrael through 210 years of slavery in Egypt, Rachmona Litzlan. And this coming week, Monday night is Asara B'Teves. Monday night and Tuesday is Asara B'Teves, one of the very important four fasts of the year related to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege on the city of Yerushalayim. And it's also the yahrzeit of Rav Nosson Zal. We're learning Likutei Halachos, his Sefer, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu V'al Kol Yisroel. In all of the Breslov shuls and yeshivas, they generally have a suda on the night of Asara B'Teves and speak about Rav Nosson Zal and promote the sale of the Sforim, the Breslov Sforim. Zchusa Yogan Aleinu V'al Kol Yisroel. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a Geula and Yeshua Shlema for all of us.